Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we were blessed to have Carrie Oberbrunner with us as he taught us from Luke chapter 5, continuing on in our label series, where just by reminder, we are kind of going through this process of read it in, pray it up, live it out, praying together for the month of June every morning at 10:02. A reminder of the reference, the prayer that Jesus commanded us to pray in Luke 10:2, that he would send more laborers into his harvest. So we read the Gospel of Luke devotionally in May, and then in June, we're going back and we're praying those conclusions back to him. So we're learning not just to read the word, but to pray the word, and then we're going to continue to focus on living that out. In Luke chapter 5, what Carrie talked to us about was really the calling of the disciples, the display of the miracle, first in the miraculous catch of fish, and then really the calling to press out, to trust him, to move on from a life that they had there, and a fishing business, really to become the foundation of the early church. You've got men there that no one else would have called, that probably had already been rejected for rabbinical school as young men. But Jesus saw something in them, prayed, asked God for wisdom and discernment. And they had their own little hustle, right? I think the way that Carrie said that was that obedience outperforms the hustle, that when God called them, they were ready. And then, the movement in their lives, the willingness to trust, the faith, then they see, the power of God displayed, and this sense that God was calling them to something greater, I couldn't help but wonder at the end of their lives whether or not they looked backwards and thought, man, how different my life would have been if I had not said yes to Christ, if I had not obeyed what he had asked me to do. And it's always a scary thing. I think the way that Carrie said it was that, fear kind of precedes proportion in our lives. And there are, sure, as we get older, there are times we look back and we think about things that more like risk management and things like that. But really leveraging our lives for the kingdom is different. What can happen is that the things that we're hanging on to at times can hold us back from what God wants, what God has for our lives. And that's not proof texting to make a crazy, risky move in your life financially or anything like that. But rather, it's the things that we tend to rely on, the things that we tend to trust, put our faith in, the things that we tend to run to whenever things in our lives get difficult. Those kinds of things, appealing to the message that your nets, right? The family business, that some of those guys were in fishing, your nets can become your anchors, and they can really hold you from seeing how God wants to maximize your life in the context of what you're already doing, in the context of your current business, in the context of your school relationships, in the context of the teams that you participate on, in the context of your marriage, in the context of your parenting, and also inside of all of those things, God is going to equip you for service to be significant, right? And I think that was one of Carrie's last thoughts, is that significance is going to outlast success. That you and I will be the kinds of people who are going to get to the end of our lives. And yeah, we may, you may get the gold watch at retirement and all those kinds of things, but is it going to be a life lived of eternal significance? And so I just want to pray for us as we start our week and as we start today, that we will be bent towards significance, a life of eternal significance, and not just towards temporary success. So let me pray that. Father, we do offer up our lives to you. Lord, not wanting to give in to fear, not wanting to be anchored to the things that make us comfortable, but rather, God, to be leveraged towards things that are significant. God, to be to think of our lives from an eternal perspective, to not allow fear to guide us, but rather, God, to put our trust in you. We pray that into our lives today. We ask that you, God, sustain us by your Spirit where we need strength, that God, you would meet us in the places that we're grieving or hurting, and that God, that we turn our attention and focus towards you in areas that we are rejoicing. We're grateful for your Spirit. We ask for its power today. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray towards a life of eternal significance today.